This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government introduces disaster hotline for faster rescue and emergency assistance. Parliamentary committee invites complaints against proposed chief election commissioner and commissioners. 836 Nepali citizens rescued from scam centers in Southeast Asian countries since March. And US and Iran set for talks in Oman amid Strait of Hormuz tensions. Now the news in detail. The Home Ministry has launched a disaster hotline 1234 in all 77 districts to make disaster reporting, rescue coordination and emergency services faster and more effective. According to the Ministry, the previously used toll-free number 1149 has been replaced by 1234. Calls made to 1234 from Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Vaktapur will be handled by the National Emergency Operations Centre at Simhadarbar. Calls from the remaining 74 districts will be automatically routed to the respective district emergency operations center. The ministry said the new system will enable people to directly report disaster-related incidents, seek assistance, lodge complaints, and obtain information through their district emergency operations centers, helping improve the speed and effectiveness of emergency response. The service has been introduced in line with the government's policy of making public service delivery more efficient, accountable, and result-oriented. The ministry has urged the public to follow official disaster warnings and advisories and to call 1234 whenever emergency assistance is required. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has invited complaints against three nominees proposed for appointment as the Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioners. In a public notice issued yesterday, the committee asked individuals to submit complaints within 10 days. The nominees are Man Bahadur Karki for Chief Election Commissioner and Dr. Rajiv Subba and Guru Prasad Wagli for Election Commissioners. Complaints may be submitted in either English or Nepali. The three were recommended by the Constitutional Council. The United Arab Emirates UAE has expressed interest in investing in Nepal's railway sector through the private sector. The proposal was made during a meeting between Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Gauri Kumar Yadav, and UAE Minister for Foreign Trade, Dr. Thani bin Ahmed Al Jayudi, yesterday. The UAE side stressed the need to create a supportive legal and investment environment for such projects. During the meeting, Minister Yadav proposed expanding the Nepal-UAE Business Forum, a proposal welcomed by the UAE side. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary says the government has prioritized the safety and relief of farmers and communities affected by human-wildlife conflict. Responding to lawmakers and the National Assembly meeting, the minister said prevention, protection and infrastructure development programs are being continued to reduce such conflicts. Minister Chaudhary said 411 million rupees has been allocated for the human-wildlife coexistence program in the upcoming fiscal year. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure Development has cancelled the licenses of 44 construction firms for failing to renew their construction business licenses. The Ministry's Construction Entrepreneurship Promotion Unit said the firms did not renew their licenses within the deadline set under the Construction Business Act. As a result, their licenses have been automatically revoked. Families temporarily sheltered at the Radha Swami Holding Center in Kirtipur after being displaced from Kathmandu's riverbank settlements are facing hardship after flood waters entered the facility. Flooding began on Friday afternoon, putting children, elderly people and those with health conditions at greater risk. The displaced families say nearly 3 months have passed without a lasting solution from the government and that the flooding has further worsened their situation. The government says 836 Nepalese citizens who had fallen victim to online scam centers in Cambodia, Myanmar, Laos and Thailand have been rescued since the 27th of March when the current government assumed office. At a regular press briefing, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Poudel Chhetri said 709 Nepalese were rescued from Cambodia, 113 from Myanmar, 8 from Laos and 6 from Thailand. He said the government is continuing coordinated rescue efforts with the concerned countries and has also stepped up public awareness campaigns to prevent more Nepalese from falling victim to online fraud networks in Southeast Asia. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States is seeking a public commitment from Iran to keep the Strait of Hormuz open and stop firing on commercial vessels as the two sides prepare for talks in Oman today. According to U.S. media reports, Iranian officials have privately acknowledged that recent attacks on commercial ships were a mistake while blaming the incident on a rogue internal group. U.S. President Donald Trump said both countries had agreed to continue negotiations despite this week's tensions, which the White House described as a breach of the ceasefire. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, however, said Iran had honored the ceasefire and accused the United States of violating the agreement. Senior officials from both countries are expected to attend the talks in Oman. Emergency teams in southeastern Spain are continuing efforts to contain pockets of fire following one of the country's deadliest wildfires. The BBC cited Spanish authorities as saying at least 12 people have been killed, including 4 British nationals, while 23 others remain missing. Hundreds of firefighters and emergency personnel have been deployed around the Blaza Bidar in Almeria province. Local officials have warned the death toll could rise as search operations continue. Spain has been experiencing an intense heat wave, with temperatures reaching around 40 degrees Celsius, contributing to widespread wildfires across southern Europe, including France, Portugal, and Spain. Now, sports update. Spain have become the second team to book a place in the FIFA World Cup 2026 semifinals after defeating Belgium by 2-1 in the quarterfinals. Spain will now face France in the first semifinal. The remaining 2 quarterfinal matches will be played tonight, with Norway taking on England at 2:45 a.m., followed by Argentina against Switzerland at 6:45 a.m. tomorrow, as per Nepal Standard Time. The winners will meet in the second semifinal. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mostly cloudy conditions throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region, at many places in the hilly region, and at a few places in the Tarai region of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. The hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudipasim provinces and in Madhesh province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government introduces disaster hotline for faster rescue and emergency assistance. Parliamentary committee invites complaints against proposed chief election commissioner and commissioners. 836 Nepalese citizens rescued from scam centers in Southeast Asian countries since March. And U.S. and Iran set for talks in Oman amid Strait of Hormuz tensions. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.